Right, so from Sheffield you went to Bristol and then, as you've said, to Exeter. Tell me more about your time at Exeter, 1977 to 78.
Yes, in 1978, I think those of us who were interested in diabetes read two important papers. Number one was this description of the glycosylated hemoglobin, HbA1c, HbA1 as it was initially, and how exciting it seemed that we would have this gold standard measurement to have at our fingertips to help to show patients how their diabetes was being controlled from a glycemic point of view. And so I tried with Charles Fox to set up an HbA1 assay in Exeter, and I have to say it was a complete failure because I was working so very hard on general paediatrics and newborn babies and so on, I just didn't have the time to devote to trying to set up this assay, despite having some help from the chemical pathology laboratories. And the other very, very important paper that was published, I think just before I left Exeter, and we had a journal club, and I remember presenting this to the journal club, was the world-changing papers on blood glucose monitoring from Robert Tattersall in Nottingham and Peter Sonkson in at the St. Thomas's Hospital in London. And I remember presenting this paper to our paediatric journal club and actually saying, well, I think blood tests are going to be very difficult for children to do. And I repeated that a couple of years later when we had a very big meeting in Nottingham, actually, about blood glucose monitoring. And, of course, my views have changed over that, but in those days I really did think that children would find finger pricking extremely troublesome and difficult. I think they now do it better than many adults, but that's history. Going back to Exeter then, I also had to do general paediatric clinics down in Torbay, in Torquay, a small district general hospital. And one of the things that struck me there about diabetes, and if you remember, I'm already very interested in diabetes at this stage, is that the children and parents brought